I am Jamie Waxman, and this is Playgirls Sex Pod. Ah, the crowd cheers. Ah. I figured I'd start with a new opening outside of, hello, I'm Jamie Waxman, and you're listening to Playgirls Sex Pod, but I guess I kind of did it in the end anyway, so does it really matter? Whew. I feel like I've been gone for a very long time, and in reality, I have been gone for a very long time. It's been a whirlwind of excitement here for me, not here as in literally here where I sit at my kitchen table in Brooklyn, New York, but just in general. I was in Tulum, Mexico, a place where if you can afford to get there and you're looking for a hot spot or a destination spot or even a place to get married, I highly recommend it. My cousins got married there. Interesting, because they were married by a Mayan shaman in Tulum, Mexico, and I loved the whole concept of what was going on and the whole idea of the ritual behind the wedding and all of that kind of stuff. But in the end, I didn't love the wedding, and I think a big part of that was because right before they were going to start the ceremony, the shaman turned to my cousin and asked what his name was and what the bride-to-be's name was, and I thought, okay, lots of people get married by someone who doesn't know them or anything about them, and that's totally fine, and I think you can have a beautiful wedding by somebody that, you know, my cousin was raised Jewish, not really, but that's technically what he is, and I don't know what his wife is, but it's not Jewish, and so maybe you don't have somebody you've grown up with. I know if I was to get married, I wouldn't have somebody I grew up with that I'd want to, you know, oversee my wedding or whatever the word would be. Because it's not really oversee, but you conduct the service or something to that effect. But I'd still like to sit down with the person who's going to marry me and let them know a little bit about me and my relationship and my partner prior to standing around our 50 closest friends or whatever number of friends or family you'd have. And, you know, asking in the middle of the wedding march what... Well, but it wasn't really a wedding march, you know, but that whole idea, what the bride's name was, and then kind of hearing the shaman recite it to herself over and over again. Now, my boyfriend doesn't agree with me. He thinks it was a beautiful ceremony, and I think there were parts of it that were really cool, but you lost me when the shaman asked the name. I don't know. What about you guys? I've never been married, so I can't say from my own experience how my wedding went right and this wedding went wrong. But I don't know. I think destination weddings are cool, and there's something to be said about them. And if you've got the money to travel to one or to have one, although I think they must cost less than regular weddings in some ways, if you're not paying for somebody's hotel room, they have to provide their own transportation and things like that. But they get there and maybe you serve a dinner and then you have the wedding. And I don't think it's as expensive as going to a place like, say, where my brother is getting married in January and paying a lot more per head than I make probably in a week. Anyway, that being said, rambling on about weddings, there's lots of stuff to talk about, but I'm going to try and keep myself focused. But we are on the subject of weddings for just another minute, and I'd like to say that after going to this destination wedding in Tulum, Mexico, I headed out to Missouri, a very small town in Missouri that happens to be the home of my partner, my boyfriend's parents, and they decided to renew their wedding vows after 40 years. A lot of people do it after 50, and that's probably more common, but a lot of people don't make it to 50. So they were kind of just being positive in a negative sort of way, if you get that, because, you know, you want to think you're going to make it till the 50th wedding anniversary, but you're being realistic at the 40th and saying, I'm not so sure, even though they're only in their early 60s, that I'm going to make it. So let's celebrate now because my father didn't make it and blah, blah, blah. So anyway, it was my first time really being part of a church ceremony. I didn't know this was going to happen until we got there, but I was asked to walk down the aisle with my boyfriend and be part of the bridal party, so to speak. And we, you know, had fake flowers, and we didn't have to dress in white or black or any specific color, which was nice. But I had to, you know, stand up there for the ceremony and watch and listen to the minister give his benedictions and his prayers. And it was really interesting because I was raised in a Jewish family. Surprise, surprise. I think you can probably tell from my, if you can't tell from my New York Long Island accent, then maybe if you look at a picture of me, you can tell. I don't know. I think you can tell very easily. Anyway, that being said, neither here nor there. I'm rambling on now, very fast in my element. I'm trying to think how fast I can talk. Just joking. Especially since English might not be your first language, and I am already probably talking very fast. But that being said, oh, and by the way, please check out PlaygirlTV.com. PlaygirlTV.com. They've just redone their website. It looks hot. You have to be a member for most sections, but I tell you, it's worth it. Okay. Back to the wedding. So it brought up some interesting, you know, ideas and stuff. This was absolutely not the topic I planned on talking about at all today, but it's come up and we'll go into it a little bit. It definitely made me think about, do I want a wedding? And it made me see that, you know, people can love each other after 40 years in this very strong way. But there's a difference, because when you first fall in love with somebody, what usually happens is it's a very strong lust. It's a physical attraction. It's 1.5 years of pure bliss, perhaps. It's something that you work on because you're just so infatuated with the person and you want to set up this life, this dreamland life with them. And then all of a sudden reality kicks in at some point, as Helen Fisher would say. Reality would kick in after 1.5 years or 2 years. And that period, it's called limerence, I believe. I'm trying to remember for sure because it's coming off the top of my head. But limerence, yes, that's it. That's the period where you are completely infatuated and in love with your partner. And then that ends and you start to have the roller coaster a little bit, where there are really good times, but there are also really bad times. And you love them, but you also hate them. And you want to be around them all the time and you can't stand to be around them at all. So it's very interesting and fascinating. And you watch a couple who has gone through 40 years of this and who has stayed committed, and it seems like they've never cheated on each other, but, you know, of course, looks can be deceiving. But as far as I know, that it's been a very loyal, and loyalty is also something that, a word that comes when you get married for some reason. You become loyal like a pet, which I never really understood. But you know, there's a very big loyalty to the situation, and there's a beauty in that as well, and an art. And it's just the same as someone who constantly wants to change as someone who constantly doesn't. But then there's finding ways to grow together that really makes something like that special. And it was very nice to be there and a part of that, because there was is a true love between these two people. And there are 40 years of love and stories and ups and downs and lows and highs that, you know, you get to see that they've worked through and become a part of something new. And this was right after going to a place where you joined a wedding ceremony where something new was just beginning, although my cousins had been together for 3.5-4 years, which I think, you know, I was really planning on talking about how to have a threesome this week, but I may actually push this off till next week because I'm already very far into this podcast. This is Playgirl Sex Pod. I am Jamie Waxman, and I am rambling on about marriage today. And I don't know where this is coming from, but I just can't stop. So I'm just going to continue for a few moments here. I've always, and I think if you go back to an earlier podcast, we may have talked about this with the monogamy thing. I grew up believing I wanted to be married with the 2.3 children, the dog, the house, where my family loved me and I made dinner for them every night. And then something happened in my teenage years where I looked at my mother, who I love and adore, and who I think did a fantastic job with us, and she was really always there for us. And I decided I didn't want to be that person because I became more selfish. And I decided that in order to be that person, I would have to give up some parts of myself and not experience some things that I wanted to really experience. So instead, I had a very long relationship. When I was 15, the relationship started, and it ended when I was 24. And I was very unhappy, as was he, in lots of the relationship areas. And we broke up a few times and always came back together because it was A, familiar, and B, you know, we did have some sort of love for each other at that time, although I think he would deny that to this day or at this point. But, you know, I had thought this was this man I was going to marry. This was the man, not this man, the man I was going to marry. And this was going to be the rest of my life. And I started to have nightmares about that in my sleep, that I was going to be settling. And I think that sometimes in marriage, we do settle. And it's interesting because lots of my friends are recently engaged, and I'm 31. So I have friends who have been married for years and friends who are getting, you know, engaged now, a bit older. And still, for some of them, I do think they're settling. And for others, I think they're truly happy. And I think you never know. And I often wonder, does marriage to a lot of people, does that mean that you're guaranteed companionship? Because you're not. And is this like kind of where you feel this relief that you don't have to go out and date anymore? Because you may. So what is the impetus to get married? Now, I can think of reasons why I would want to get married if I was going to get married. And number one on my list generally usually comes out to be health insurance. Here in the United States, and most of the states of the United States, I should say, it's very expensive and hard to get health insurance. And when you have a partner and maybe they have health insurance, then it's a lot easier. So for things like health insurance, I might get married. Also, if I wanted to have a child, then I'd probably get married, because I think that if I was, or no, you know, actually, you know, this is completely free form, by the way. That's why you're just hearing me ramble. Like I said, I really wanted to talk about the etiquette of a threesome, which will be my next sex pod, I promise. But I've gotten off on this marriage tangent because so much of it's been going on around me these last few weeks. So anyway, back to marriage. Why else to get married? Maybe for a child. I have lots of friends who did get married for children. Not lots, but a few. I over-exaggerate often. And I think that most of them are happy with their decision. One friend in particular says marriage is the best thing. She recommends it for everybody. Of course, she found out she was pregnant. Then they had a shotgun wedding, and you know, now they have a baby. But she's really happy in that situation and happy with how things turned out. And I think, you know, she's in her mid-30s, and so she's had time to explore and discuss and discover what it is that she wants in life. And she had met a partner, and I actually did think they'd wind up being together for a long time. So maybe marriage solidified that. Now, if I were to get married in my current situation, which is possible, I mean, anything is possible, then what would it mean? Would it mean anything different than what we have now? What does marriage mean to people? I'm not sure. I guess it's different things for different people. But why would you get married? Why do you get married? What do you think once you're married that do things change? I mean, a lot of friends say it feels different and wonderful, but I kind of think that engagement period, when it first happens, of course it feels different and wonderful. It's back to that new relationship. It's back to being someplace and with somebody who you haven't experienced that same, well, it's about being with somebody that you're now experiencing something new with. You're now taking this to another level. You have a different level of respect among people. In fact, I went home for Father's Day yesterday and, you know, got off the train and ran into an ex. I don't want to say boyfriend because we dated for like a month. I don't know what constitutes boyfriend, but I like to think a few months. And he was awesome. He was a great guy, really nice, cute, super smart, really just the perfect sort of marriage material if you were going to find marriage material. Yes, and I think he has lots of money. I'm not 100% sure on that, but I know he does fine. So we don't work out. It's more me than him. I think he really wanted it to work out. I think for me, we had grown up in the same environment. We had gone to the same schools. We had known each other forever. And after a 9-year relationship that ended, I kind of wanted to break away from what I knew. And so I don't really go back and date the types of people that my ex-boyfriend was, just because it's just very, it's too familiar and it's too easy to fall back into this pattern. So I see him at the train yesterday and, you know, we're talking and he's so nice. And I don't tell him I'm living with my boyfriend. And I get in the car. My father picks me up. It's Father's Day, like I said. And this is Playgirl Sex Pod and it's not Father's Day anymore. And you should definitely check out PlaygirlTV.com. Subscribe at least for a month. See what it looks like. I think it looks hot. Okay. So he picks me up and I say in the car to my father, I feel kind of bad, but or badly. I didn't mention anything to, we'll call him Scott. It's not his name at all. I didn't mention anything to Scott about living with my boyfriend. And my father said, well, it's not like you're married, so things can change, so you don't have to say anything to him. And I got really upset because here I am living with this man, have been living with this man only since February, but we've been dating, you know, over a year before that. And we're obviously committed. I just went to effing Missouri to be with his family, and he came to Mexico to celebrate the wedding with my family. So there's some high level of commitment for now. And we obviously care about each other and love each other. And we don't talk about marriage. I mean, we've talked about it, but like, it's not something I need tomorrow. And it's not something he's going to give me tomorrow. And it's not something he needs either. So, you know, for my father to say, well, it's not like you're married, so it doesn't count. That's bullshit, because I'm in a committed relationship. So what does marriage, what's marriage going to recognize for me that it doesn't for someone? What's marriage going to do for me, I should say? Again, you're listening to the rambles. You see, you're listening to the ramblings of Jamie Waxman on Playgirl's Sex Pod. Check out playgirltv.com and subscribe. And check out my website, jamiewaxman.com. I don't normally ramble about the state of marriage, by the way, but I'm on the topic. Okay, so why should I be treated differently if I was married? Would it have been any better or worse for me not to have told this guy, Scott, that I was living with somebody or that I was married? I mean, it's the same thing to me. It's a commitment level. Hello. So, you know, I just have been thinking lots about marriage over these last few weeks because I've been around it a lot. And I'm just curious what it means to you or to me or to anybody else out there, because for so long I did believe it was the way to go. And now I'm not so sure. I don't know what's better about it than not being married, but being with someone in a committed relationship. Does it mean that my partner's not going to cheat on me? No. You know, I mean, marriage isn't going to stop your partner from doing whatever your partner wants to do. And it's not just cheat. I just kind of go there because I think that's what a lot of people think marriage is going to do, is stop their partner from being disloyal. It's going to give them this bond that may be harder to break, but so is a joint bank account if I decide to get one of those, which I could do tomorrow. So what is the importance of marriage? What does it mean to you? I'm going to leave you with this question, and I promise next podcast, very sexy, how to have a threesome, how to talk to your partner about one, how to find the boundaries, how to negotiate through bad waters if something goes wrong. I will talk about all of this and more, but until then, just ponder marriage, because obviously I've been doing that, and check out playgirltv.com. PlayGirlTV.com for all of your hot, sexy couple needs. They do make some really quality videos and worth seeing. You need to subscribe, but it's worth it, like I said. And you need to check out my website, JamieWaxman.com. I'm available to talk to you about private parties or whatever you want, anything sex, or maybe not sex, maybe marriage, who knows, because obviously today wasn't very sexy. But thank you for listening. And like I say every week, come again and again and I love you. Let's get married again.